sorry, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
It's not a phase.
You know, if there's anything we've learned,
it's the mail game.
We should let her sing.
Yeah, it's that the original version is always preferable.
No, I think if we let her fly now.
This caterpillar has turned into a butterfly
and eventually will die after a day.
She is the truth.
It's the mayo game.
That doesn't happen in the song. This is...
Okay, now you're actually pissing me off because you're making our listeners not listen anymore.
People, this is the very start and people are going to switch off. That said, you are the, definitely, if this
a
podcast...
A star is born.
That's what I mean. You are the star that's been born.
My butt is torn.
Oh, fuck.
You can't really tear a butt that easy.
I think so.
Compared with a vagina.
I think rapid expansion of what's inside there can
I've
tear
expelled
a butt.
Something huge from my butt before and it didn't tear.
A demon.
My beating heart.
We've all blasted a demon
cut
out
that
of our
out.
Ass.
I actually don't want that information out there.
No, you can't.
If you
want
to
sing?
Well, I refuse to talk any further on it.
I That's highly fine. Doubt you can even like go 30 seconds without talking.
Welcome along to this piping hot episode of The Male Gaze, : A Star Is Born - The Gaga Chronicles.
Wow, the Gaga Chronicles.
Guys, just before we get started, I haven't told either of you about this, but I have a confession to make.
Great.
Yeah.
You've already seen the movie.
Yes.
I knew it.
How did you know?
Because you didn't cry.
Yes, and you almost fell asleep twice.
And also, you went to the movies the other day, and also I knew you wouldn't wait. And also,
what day did you go? What day did you go?
Well, it's been with a heavy heart that I've kept this from you. I went on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who did you go with?
I went with Leon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so pissed off.
I know that you would be. And I can't believe that, you know what? A little part of me makes me feel closer to you that you noticed. Don't you think that's brought us
closer
together?
Don't indulge yourself. No.
Don't you think it has?
No. We had a project that you've lied and cheated on. But that's fine.
Listen.
I'm fucked off. I respect that.
I know. And can I be honest with you, though? I didn't cry the first time I saw it either.
You're just
dead inside. We talked about that. I think it's antidepressant.
Why did you let me buy you a ticket for today? Why didn't you be like, I've seen it. You guys go and I'll come and do the podcast.
Because I wanted to stay committed to you guys.
Here's one thing I did think watching the movie. Ooh, I want to watch this again.
I was like, I'm going to take my boyfriend on the weekend.
Yeah, don't you think it's nice now that we have this balance in the podcast? Those who've seen it for the first time and those of us who've seen it for the second?
Or the truth tellers and the lying demons.
I'll admit it was hard keeping it from you. And also on the...
Was that the demon that you shat out?
It was A Star Is Born.
Did you enjoy it more the first time or the second time? I know you told me in the car that you almost fell asleep a couple of times in this.
I was really battling my body this time around, and I'm not sure why that was. Yeah. I loved it the second time. The first time I saw it, it was in one of those screens, they call it Titan or...
large, yeah.
Yeah,
sort of.
big.
Large, extra large.
It was an extra...
XXXL.
Grande. Grande. And the surround sound was incredible. So when that like first note, when he's like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was got goosebumps.
Yeah, well, I got goosebumps this time as well. But that time was really... I was like, ooh.
We did see it at Rialto today, which is wonderful. But we were the youngest people in the cinema by about 20 years.
Yeah.
I love the audience of Rialto. Like, I feel weirdly at home being surrounded by all those women with kind of a shawl around their neck. And my favorite response at the end of the movie was this woman walking behind us who went, you know what? I love that so much. I wanted to cry.
Oh, I wish she could have
And
cried.
I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know what demons are blocking you from letting it all out.
There was don't feel it that way, you know?
There was a guy next to me. I don't know if you heard. It's like one seat away from me, but
Chris.
I'm just no. Yes,
it's me, and monster, and I'm right here. Stuck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As soon as, here's a spoiler, but I'm hoping all the listeners have seen the movie, but as soon as Bradley Cooper died, he grabbed his keys out and he was jangling his keys for the entire rest of the movie.
So messed up.
Maybe because the man was gone and so his key into the story had disappeared and he just couldn't stick with Lady Gaga to the end. God. I was furious. I almost reached over and held his hand closed.
That would have been so beautiful. He would have been like, this guy's not dealing with the film very well.
You're actually
just like, shut the fuck up. You're ruining this movie for me.
Jangling
there
your
were
keys.
A couple of times people came in and out of the cinema at really crucial moments. Yes. Like once during the proposal.
Yes.
And then during the bloody end song when she's letting it all out.
That was wild. Yeah,
and someone knocked over what sounded like a bin. Yeah, with another bin inside of it. It was the biggest noise.
I reckon that was the usher. And I had flashbacks because I think when I was an usher at a movie cinema, I did knock shit over. Like drop my broom. Because you walk in with your broom to sweep up the popcorn.
Yeah.
And I think more than once I like dropped my broom at the end of like Black Hawk Down or whatever I was working
on. I had a little napkin with me because I had an ice cream. Mm. And I kind of clutched.
What a picture you're painting.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And I get quite clammy hands. Yes. And
it famously so.
Yes. And during,
clammy Chris, that's what they call you.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
They do.
Every
single person. Who is doing that?
Everyone Eli I know. And I got it off the ground.
Yeah, we've got a little message called clammy Chris.
That's bullying. But I kind of clutched that napkin the whole time. And by the end, it was like threadbare. Like it was disgusting and almost like
sopping
silk.
Napkin.
But it was sort of thin. I'd worn it through because of the drama and the tension. And I felt terrible, but I left it on the sink.
I know that you did that.
And I feel bad about it. And then I saw the usher kind of coming in and I thought, what an awful thing. Like it's not like a used condom and it's not like a whole bunch of popcorn that's missed my mouth, but it's almost as gross.
No, no.
It's
one
like
girl.
When you blow your nose in a cafe and then you leave it on the plate.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. But they don't. No, you scrape that off with a fork. One girl I worked at a cinema with, she was taking a. You had to take a cup up to the sops bucket. You'd pour the liquid out before you put it in the bin. And she tripped on the stairs and a cup fell down her and it was full of human urine.
Oh no.
So you are not the worst person in this.
No.
God, people are awful.
They're monsters.
Revolting.
They're pigs.
This was by no means close to that, but when you were talking about cafes, I remember once going to a cafe with Leon, who you saw the movie with the first time, and he was kind of nervously tearing a napkin and then sort of folded it back up, like as you're just talking, and then the napkin looked normal again, but he'd ripped like the entire inside of it out. And then the wait staff was kind of walking past and was just kind of picking up napkins that weren't being used and picked that one up and walked away with it. And we were like, whoa. We couldn't say anything, but then to think that someone sat down at that cafe and got his torn out napkin.
Okay, one time.
Beautiful. And that person is now his husband.
Yes.
One time I was at a meeting at university. So this is not even like a, no one was there in a service role. Everyone was there to meet to work on a project, right?
Cool.
And this woman next to me, an old woman who I was working with at the time.
Was it political or was it?
No, just for fun. Just entertainment based project. But there was cheese at the table. And then she was rolling a ball of cheese in her fingers.
Oh,
and then one of her long black hairs got stuck in the cheese. And then she was rolling up this ball of hair and cheese. And the cheese started to change color.
That's like when...
God, that was so visceral.
I wanted you to experience what I experienced.
A star was born.
That was truly horrible. God, black hairs are the worst, aren't they?
Yeah, if we can get one message out there.
Black hairs.
I got a bikini wax the other day that I was very unhappy with.
No, what happened?
I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't as thorough as it could have been. I went to this cheap place at St. Luke's and it is a wham-bam, thank you ma'am situation.
Yes.
And I don't know, then I went for a swim afterwards and now I'm worried that the salt water irritated it.
Is it rashed? You can be honest.
Little bit.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about going to that place at St. Luke's to get my eyelashes tinted.
I go there to get my brows done and I'm always very happy with the service.
I'd like to get my brows done as well.
Let's go do that.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's the star is
more. Let's talk about. Oh, okay.
I want to talk about.
Here's my thing.
Highs and lows?
Yeah, I hate like movie. Like, even though we've done already two, like, I hate movie recap podcasts. No shade to the Walkout Boys, but full shade.
Full shade to the Walkout
Boys. But at least they're doing a classic improv spin on it. But, like, let's just talk about. I don't know, highlights moments we thought about.
We don't need to recap the plot at all.
No.
I do want to talk about Bradley Cooper's...
I know my highlight and my low light.
I find Bradley Cooper's voice in this movie crazy.
You mean his acting or his singing?
No, his speaking voice. His singing's great. I don't know.
I loved it. So he was... Much. How hot was he in this movie?
He was really hot.
Fucking
hot. Oh my
hot.
God, there was
Every
one moment
shot.
Where he was topless. Where Alice... I don't. Could you recreate the noise that you made? It was kind of this.
I can't remember. Oh.
No, it was deeper than that. It was like.
Oh. That's it. He has a deep sigh.
I made this similar noise at the same time because he. I don't know.
The way he shoots his body is very
clever.
Erotic.
Yes, I agree. Oh,
that's what I couldn't stop thinking about the whole movie was him. Casting himself as a rock god.
I know.
As the person who taught Lady Gaga how to be a performer.
That part of it is wild.
That part is
really wild.
It's cooked.
But he's...
Where's the case, though, in these movies is that the actor in real life is lower status than the person, the woman they cast. But they're like...
It's wild.
It's fine.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense, though, because if it was the other way round... I don't know if you'd believe they're like shoot up to fame as fast,
no,
maybe. Whereas you're like, well, it's Gaga, of course she's gonna
That's
like
a really good point, actually.
And it is more interesting to see.
Maybe I've got a future in this.
It's more interesting to see a true celebrity strip it back and a non-singer like put it all on
and be a bit weathered. I was like, how has he got this aged tan? Like, he just...
I know. The makeup was incredible.
Incredible.
He looked so good.
He
was
so
swimming. I was like,
his bod was amazing.
His body, every time his
just
shirt...
enough.
Yeah.
I felt like I could smell his breath, and it was kind of like, you could smell like the bourbon on it or whatever, but
absolutely.
It was still nice.
It was amazing. And also, I love that his chest was just like a little bit hairy and tan. And
it was big.
And he's tight. Like, his body is... fucking brilliant. When he's like running around in his shirt and his undies, you know, in the hotel room.
Oh, that was
fucking hot.
So hot.
Oh, also, I mean, we had a big argument about the last movie, but in this movie, I think we can all verify that we did see Lady Gaga's nipples in this film.
Yeah, we did.
Did we get full bod at one point?
Yeah, we did get
very
full.
Very quickly. Oh, that scene in the bath was horrible.
I thought that was incredible. Like, so Bradley does this like drunken rant to her, and it's like real weird. Like, he's just really drunk and really, really jealous. And just talking at her. And it reminded me of every theatre foyer I've ever been at where like a drunken actor comes up and is like talking fucking nonsense at you. Yeah. And I was just like, this is perfect. This scene was perfect.
When he calls her ugly, that was an improv.
Was it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's so affecting because unlike the other ones we've seen, this character truly won me over. Like, I could see exactly why she was into him.
Yeah.
Because I was into him as well.
Yeah, big time. Oh, he was stunning, actually.
So what was your... So we got distracted on his body. What highlights and low light?
Oh, okay.
Or weird bits? And then just, like, favourite fashion moments. Or just, like, moments of clothing that we're like, that's an interesting choice.
Moments of clothing.
I've forgotten my highlight. It was like right in my head. I was like, well, that's clearly my highlight. Yes, I remember. Okay, I love the bit when just after he smears the bagel on her, whatever
that
is.
So crazy.
Yeah, that bit was
crazy. A bagel, it's definitely a cream donut.
It's a cream donut. It's not at all a bagel.
I love that you're like,
you've seen it twice? You don't know what...
Yeah, I thought it was cream cheese.
Why would you cover a bagel in...
Cream cheese.
A lot of cream, like fluffy cream cheese as well.
Light cream cheese. No, it would like, I mean, it would be America, it would be a Philadelphia for sure.
If you said it was
whips
feta.
I've spent a bit of time in America and you get those thick bagels.
Oh, you
feels like you've spent no time in America.
Yeah.
I spent quite a bit of time in America.
Can you describe these thick bagels more?
Yeah, they're about an inch.
Okay, so he's
that sounded like a sexy funk. Can you describe these thick bagels?
I just thought it was crazy.
Yeah, they're about an inch.
We didn't get to what your highlight was.
Oh yeah, so
straight
so that bit is crazy because you're like, is this abusive or is this him being cute? And I think it's meant to be grey.
Yes, because I was like, fuck, that's humiliating. Like, at her highest point, like, where she just figures out she's been nominated for a Grammy, he decides to...
No, that's different. That's not the point. What? It's when she's about to get signed.
Signed, that's right.
Interscope Records is interesting.
Yeah, so the most exciting part of her, Interscope are interested, the highest point of her career so far, and he kind of humiliates her, and I thought it was really weird. And also because she's so, like, I'm ugly the whole time.
I know.
Yes.
For him to kind of put, like, clown makeup on her was really weird.
But after that, the bagel is gone. And
bagel donut, I mean, however you see the world.
And yeah.
There was not a single bagel in this movie.
Their forehead. That is such a bold call to make.
No bagels,
because
not a single
literally
bagel.
Bagels are a huge food in America, and they're touring all over the country.
Well, I'd never know, because they're on, nothing about
yeah,
America.
Yeah, they're on buses. They're in hotels. If they're visiting diners, no, for goodness sake.
In the hotel,
for you
they
to
get
say that there is
all
not
the room
a single,
service.
I've seen this
they've
movie.
They've got pancakes, eggs, bacon. There are no bagels.
Do you reckon, that you see.
Do you reckon people eat
and a fruit salad?
Do you reckon?
Eli, that's insane.
I knew because I took stock of all the food they were eating in that scene.
No, you didn't.
I did. I thought about it. I thought I'm going to bring that up on the podcast. That could be some fun bants.
Do you reckon people actually eat bacon with their hands?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
I literally did it like yesterday.
I did it this morning.
I was like, yeah. I wonder if this is a thing that people like, well, this is how you, like when this is how you eat bacon in a movie. It's like kind of tearing it off or.
No, I just eat it with my hands. But I also eat scrambled eggs with no hands.
What?
I was doing a joke. Fuck it. Fuck both of you, all
I
right?
I definitely would not use my hands
no,
to scramble
eggs.
No,
we're going
to
cut that out, or we're going to have to cut in some applause.
Cut in some applause?
Yeah, please can the crowd go wild at that joke.
Let's do a replay of that and cut it.
Oh, does it annoy you that when you listen to The Shallows on The Shallow?
In The Shallow.
On Spotify, not just you singing it. They've included applause, I think.
No, because I love thinking that I'm hearing the live pitch.
That is crazy, but I also totally bought into the fantasy of it.
So what happens?
So my highlight. Bagel smeared on face. They're forehead to forehead. She goes, oh, you want to play? And
yes.
He's like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then she steps out of the way and lets him, like, fall over.
Yes,
into himself.
Yes.
Funny.
I thought it was funny and such a powerful moment for her as well. To, like, they did a really good job of her, like, not taking his shit, really.
Yes,
like,
I thought
being
so.
Being very, like, stern yes. with him at moments. Like, very forgiving.
Right from the start as well.
Very forgiving.
I'm not
but
getting
she
on that motorbike with you fucking drunk. Like,
yes, I loved when she said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, foreshadowing? He's going to die on the bike? And then, no.
And, like, and when she says about his drinking, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yes.
Mm. I was like, oh, she's meeting him weirdly as an equal, even though he's.
How beautiful that scene where she sits with him and when he's in rehab and she's like,
Jesus,
do you still want to kind of like be with me because you were drunk
you were
like
drunk
the whole time?
Oh, that bit was.
That bit tore me up.
Yeah.
Fuck, he was amazing in that scene.
And I loved her shirt that she was wearing.
That's her, I think her best fashion moment of the movie.
I love that.
I thought that her bra in that shirt was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, but can I just should I do my low light or do you want to go do a round of highlights?
Let's do a round of highlights.
Okay.
Keep it up and then we'll get it weird.
Okay.
My highlight was when she. Oh, this is just a musical highlight. I really liked. So you know how there's been like Oscar buzz about The Shallows, and
just to be clear,
also,
this is not a musical highlight section. This is highlights.
My
section.
Highlight is my highlight is musical.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. And then the song at the end, I
of course
think,
it is.
Just be clear,
because I'm a musician. I play four chords on the guitar. and at the end, she does the song about it, that he wrote,
yes.
Which by the way was a bit weird. That he wrote her a song to sing at his funeral, essentially, and the theme of the song is "You'll Never Be in Love Again." It's like putting those words in
I
her
didn't
mouth.
I don't read it like that at all.
I did. I was.
I
like,
thought he was wrote it being like, "I'll kill myself," but then you'll know how much I love you.
Oh, but then she performs it, and so it's her.
Did he know he was going to kill himself when he wrote that movie? That
I think
song.
He was like, "You'll find it." I think not necessarily kill himself, but like die. You
yeah,
know, like
yeah.
Worried
he was
going to die
burn
from the disease.
Out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually loved
tinnitus.
The second song she sings.
It'll kill you.
You know the song she sings, which is like, it's something that they said, it's like, we'll always have this moment or whatever,
yes,
at the piano.
Yeah, yep. I just love
that song,
that.
And I loved what she was wearing in that song, the white kind of country outfit
yep.
with the pants.
I thought that was stunning.
Mm. Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God,
I love that bit so much.
Oh, she was really great.
I cried for the first time in the movie when she, this is my highlight, when she performed, when like, which has always felt like, in all the other movies, a very weird moment where like, they're performing, the rock star's performing, and then they bring
yes.
the
yeah.
female on, and then you're like, in what reality? This doesn't make sense. Mm. I just bought
it.
Oh,
I was
so
swept up.
I loved
that.
How she hesitated, and then yes. that, and you really felt the nerve.
And when she sung that high, her first,
yeah.
this is it, this is the moment.
Yeah.
She sings her first high note, And she has this kind of look on her face at the exact same time where she's like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Singing in front of all these people. And it's also sounding great. And I was like, that's, she's an amazing actress.
Mm.
The fact that she can sing and not just be Gaga singing.
Yeah, totally.
Processing this character's journey at the same time. And also just be like so sweet and endearing at that, in the moment.
She's adorable.
But she's also confident in that moment. Like her choice to walk on stage, she doesn't take that long. She's like, yeah, I'm doing this.
Because I thought
that she takes a bit of time.
She has a little bit of time.
I was way quicker than I thought it was going to be.
But I thought her best friend, gay best friend, was gonna like, I was like, why is he on this? Why has he come on this trip? And I was like, maybe it's like protection and safety. It's really weird that a woman like goes away just to like meet this age rock star. And then I was like, oh, I know what. He's gonna push her like out there. And then, because she still doesn't believe in herself, but then she stood out. And I was like, he didn't need to be there.
I think there was something quite cool about him being there. Is that this extra
believability?
Reality. Yeah, a little bit. World. Because if you were doing this, you would be like, okay, you have to come with me because this guy was just like...
Yeah, I liked that they... I felt like they had really buffered out all the big leaps of faith.
Yeah.
That
the audience had to take. Such a good job of you buying it.
Like, even him finding the bar.
Yeah, totally.
And the craziest thing in this movie is, like, whenever, in all three movies, when he has to drunkenly, like, humiliate himself at either the Oscars, the Grammys, or... Mm. Where was Barbara's?
This one made sense
this
as
one
well.
Makes sense.
Barbara's was Grammys as well.
Barbara's was Grammys as well, right.
This one, the build to him getting on stage, it was like... Oh.
It was painful and it felt real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Halsey was there.
Well, that's another thing that's so funny. Like, Halsey giving Lady Gaga the
I
best
love
new
that.
Artist Grammy.
I love
oh,
that.
Fuck.
Have you seen the Variety article, A Star Is Born, what all the headlines would be?
Oh, no.
If that actually happened at the Grammys?
No, because I went to open it today and it said, spoilers if you haven't seen the movie. Oh. And I thought, well, I'll hold back. But you clearly didn't need to worry about that because you'd seen
I'd
it last
seen
week.
I've seen it already, yeah. I
There's
can't
just,
find it
I'll
now.
Watch
it.
I'll look
Not a
for
shred
that.
Of remorse in your...
No, I am actually really sorry about it. But
All right, Gaga, leave that podcast mic alone.
I am really sorry about it. But I will say this, which is that when I knew I was about to do it...
You laugh.
I did say to myself, well, this will be good content for the podcast.
I love it.
I was I was in such a weird mood on Friday night. I was like, I felt for the first time in years, like I really needed to do drugs.
Oh,
and I was like, I can't fall down that route again. I'm going to do something
You've
else.
You've gone sober.
No, I'm not sober, thank you very much.
Alison, a sober icon. A sober star
She's
is
gone
born.
Past her dark ways.
Yeah.
I just
You heard it here first. You went through rehab.
You're the Bradley Cooper of podcasts.
Yeah.
Please would you how much drugs I'd done.
Yeah. You're pathetic. The Bradley Cooper of podcasts in that you think you're a rock star.
Yeah, I do think I'm a rock star. We've got about the same length here. And then
You do actually.
Yeah.
We do.
It's kind of interesting that he can tie it up in the pool, eh?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
It was really cool that he did that.
And it was hot.
I just didn't want that feeling, you know, of when you go like, I'm going to do drugs, and you do drugs, and you're like, wow, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, I hate that.
You know, like, it's so much more fun when it's like spontaneous. And I like.
Should we do drugs?
Yes, yeah. And then you gotcha. Like, and then you get them, and then that's fun, and you're having a nice time as opposed to like. Oh, I feel like I've got to do drugs. And then you do them and you're like, ooh, gross. Who is that person?
I've never done them without thinking the next day, I'm never doing that again.
Really?
I don't think so, yeah.
I feel like most of the time I was like, cool.
I did MDMA once in a toilet that was completely black. Like the bathroom was like, the tiles were black, the sink was black, the toilet was black.
Hugh Theta.
Everything was black. No.
In a dark room?
No, it was all black. It was crazy. It was in Christchurch in this like house party.
Ooh.
And then I was there.
Who has a black toilet at their house?
I know. And it was
Kim Kardashian.
It was like all these theater people that invaded this person's house.
No, but she's got a black toilet. She's also got black toilet paper. Carry on.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Black toilet paper. Paper.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
How would you know you'd finished wiping?
Because poo is brown, not black.
Yeah, I guess so.
But for some. For some people.
The really hard thing is you can't spot blood. Carry on.
And we were in this house that wasn't like, we didn't really know. Someone was like house sitting it, and then all these theatre people came and had a party there.
Mm.
And it was like 6 a.m. and I was like on MDMA, just being like, this is the wildest night of my life. And then I remember going home And then the next morning waking up, and I've never felt so, I like cried at the bottom of my shower because I was just like, yeah. I was like, I'm a monster because I felt bad about invading this person's house. Oh. We let off some of their fireworks and it wasn't Guy Fawkes. They were probably saving them for Christmas. But, like,
the most guilt you had was you admitting that you lit off fireworks, not on Guy Fawkes.
Well, because I felt like they were saving them. And we were like, woohoo. Anyway, it was actually the drugs that were, like, it was the come down.
Yes, the come down.
And I was
shocking.
Like, oh, I feel miserable. Imagine how Bradley felt.
All really? Every day, day to day. Can I talk about something?
Yes.
So I was thinking during this movie. So earliest movie, she's an actress. Second movie, she's a musical star. Now we've had two being a musician. What is the next incarnation of A Star Is Born? Is it a YouTube celebrity?
Improv.
Improv. Here's the thing I thought, right, leaving this movie. I was like driving... I was driving by myself because you two were carpooling and had a little...
Ooh, that felt pointed.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm
like,
so sorry we wanted to save the planet.
I was continuing my sentence. I was... thinking a lot about, like, just reflecting on the movie and being like, oh, what's the kind of essence of that film? Which is like, if you believe in, like, when he was sort of like, when you go out there and perform, like, you just give all your authenticity, like, just give it, just sing your soul out there, otherwise you don't have any feet or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so beautiful. And then I was like, but she has a vehicle to pour her soul into, which is like singing. I was like, it's really hard to, like, pour your soul into, like, podcasts and improv, you know, like you can't.
But you do that in your comedy shows, though.
A little, yeah,
a little
heaps,
but you don't.
Kidding?
No, heaps. But
you're always talking about your bloody co-papa of your show and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But I was inspired. But then I was like, oh, I wish the thing felt greater than to get laughs.
Do you know what makes me gel? I know I hate getting laughs. Eh? Should we all quit comedy? I'm fucking over it.
Are you?
I don't feel funny at all, and I also don't care about it. But here's the thing.
It's a delight to have you on our comedy podcast today, Alice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That thing that he does for her is that thing I feel like anybody who's ever pursued any sort of creative art wants, which is like a person who's succeeded to like grab
you
and be like, you're gonna do it.
Yes.
This is happening for you and I'm gonna make it happen for you. Don't you think? Like, I would love it if some like older comedian was like, you are sensational.
I feel like Brendan Lovegrove does it with every single younger comedian.
Yeah,
he's trying to Star Is Born all
everyone.
Of us.
Everyone. But his like Coachella is like
the classic.
The classic. Yeah. I mean, what
he's listening to this.
Who would it be? Jim Solver. Carrey. He's never. He doesn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a great game. Who is the?
Who do you want to be Star Is Born by?
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman.
Oh, great.
She's nice. Oh.
And can you talk me out of that fantasy? Like, what if she pulls you out for SNL or does she?
No. I think it's just like she sees me probably at the Largo or something in LA. Like, I managed to get a spot there. I don't know how. Maybe through Tim.
I'm seeing this.
And she happens to be there. And then backstage, she's like, hey, I saw you. You were fucking funny.
Great.
And I'm like, oh, what? I'm such a huge fan. And she's like, hey, how long are you in LA for?
And you're like, a week.
And I'm like, supposed to be leaving in a couple of days. She's like, well, why don't you come hang out with me tomorrow and let's chat about, like, comedy and shit and what you want to do.
And
I go over to...
It has to be Star Is Born.
You have to make out with her.
I mean, she's so hot.
Great.
Yeah, good. Get it.
I didn't really see it that way. I saw her as being more maternal
well,
to
what,
me.
What the fuck do we bring this, you on this podcast for then?
Fine, I'll fuck her.
You have to. She's hot and
no,
single.
No, she's so hot. I would be so lucky to fuck her. It's just in this fantasy that wasn't quite where I was going.
Well, it's not A Star Is
I
Born
I thought it
then.
Was more like my head's going to be in her lap, but she's like stroking my hair and telling me it's going to be okay.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
I'm eating her out, you know?
And you're like smoking J's.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and we like connect. And
she's like, can I tell you something that I've never told anyone?
Yes.
And then she's like, I don't even think I'm that funny.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's the noise you made in the cinema. When Bradley was in the shower. Eli, who would you want to be Star Is Born by?
I was thinking about being Star Is Born by Michael Bublé.
Whoa.
Just because, I don't know, he's just in my head at the moment. Because you know how there was a story that he's retiring from singing because his son got sick, he took time out. Now he's releasing one last album called something very funny, like Perfect. Oh no, he's just described it as a perfect album.
Perfect the bubble.
Fucking hell, man.
So I feel like he's about to bow out, but then I'm like, imagine if in his last concert, he sings the first line of Feeling Good. And then I come in with the second line of Feeling Good.
And then birds flying high. And then you come in with...
No, Sun in the Sky is the first line.
How have you met
Is it?
Him?
Hold on, it goes...
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. It is birds flying high first.
You want to be the next Bublé, mate.
Birds flying high. This is your big moment, okay?
How does he meet Bublé? That's what I want to know.
He sees me performing in a drag club.
Oh, singing or lip syncing?
No, I'm doing stand up, but then I sing for a little bit.
And he's like,
oh, you do your indie expect of it.
I'm doing my indie expect of it, and he's like, it's perfect.
He's like, it's no joke to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't laughing.
It's no joke to me that you've got a rich, warm voice.
Wow. Okay, Chris.
I'd definitely give up comedy.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Don't fucking choke now, man.
No, it's my big one. I'm a Star Is Born. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel.
No.
No, it's more like.
No. Freedom.
Guys, I can't handle
it. No. And I know how I feel. And then the audience is like, wow.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever felt worse.
Than that moment than just then.
Enacting that situation and then failing to fulfill.
I've seen, earlier on in this podcast, I told a joke that was half formed and nobody got. And I felt a real sense of shame.
Do you want another shot
it's
of delivering
good to have
it?
That.
Nah, not at all. I just want you to know that there's somebody else sitting in that too.
Chris, I live in shame.
Who would be Star Is Borning you?
Oh, such a good question. I think.
Sun in the sky.
Really? Should we say it at the same time?
Okay, one, two, three.
Sarah
Alan
Jessica
Cummings.
Parker. Oh.
Okay. Can I make a case?
Alan Cummings. I'm not really into cabaret or that kind of burlesque.
He runs an amazing comedy club.
He does.
He runs an incredible comedy club. He's in The Good Wife. He's in dramas. True. He plays straight and gay characters. He's musical. He's theatre.
I apologize.
He's movies. He's Broadway. I feel like you're boxing him in. Guess who one of his best friends is?
Serious.
Two words for you. Monica Lewinsky.
I thought you were going to say, Sarah Paulson.
Oh, I was going to say Sarah Jessica Parker.
Love Sarah Paulson.
Love Sarah Paulson.
One of his best friends.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
I think he's still quite attractive as well.
Alan Cummings. When I saw him do Cabaret, I was wet. He was incredible.
Wow.
Sorry,
you are right where I gone.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
He's an amazing performer. Don't get me wrong. I love him so much.
He was incredible.
Was he in Spy Kids 3D?
Yeah, probably.
I saw that movie so many times that for a while, my eyes, one eye went red and the other eye went blue when I looked. Because I'd seen it four times and it's too long to have red and blue 3D glasses on. This is back then when you had red and blue.
Yeah,
that's how you saw the movies. And my eye got fucked up. My eyes. I wink one eye, I see red, and I wink the other eye, I see blue.
How long were you wearing these glasses for?
I saw the movie four times
in a row
by accident.
The Spy Kids you're talking about?
Spy Kids 3D. It was truly a scary moment.
I never saw any of the Spy Kids movies.
One's
Frankie Muniz.
It's Frankie Muniz in it.
Isn't that Frankie Muniz?
No, I think it's just another kid.
Let it out. Okay, weird moments of the movie.
Yeah, cool. Let's wrap up.
Her song that she does at SNL is very bad.
Oh, fuck, I can't grasp
what kind of pop star they were trying to make her and whether that was supposed to be good or weird.
I just feel like it would be so bizarre for Gaga to be in a movie that was commenting on pop music being bad.
Yeah.
Because Gaga's whole thing is that pop music is beautiful.
I just thought when they dyed her hair orange in the movie, I was like, she's going to be like, I don't even look like myself or whatever. And then she'd be like, take it off, be like, I can't do this. And then go back to like being her authentic pop star self. It
was weird. That was the bit I didn't quite buy of the film, is her letting go of all of the things she had felt with Bradley while she was touring with him.
Yeah.
I didn't quite buy that she would immediately kind of give it over to that. And this is my worst part of the film, the record executive. I was like, this guy is two-dimensional.
Yeah.
He's like a parody of a record. He's like the exact same record executive that exists in Spice World, the movie.
Yes.
I want to be real with you and have an opposing opinion that up until the scene where he basically drives Brandy Cooper to kill himself, I was like fully on board. I was like, yeah, man, he's just trying to make a career work.
Nah, and when she ditched
the dancers at her show, I was like, these poor
that
girls are just
I thought that was a great move. I was so happy for it. Because I was just like, she needs to... And that's the thing where I was like, it was like teetering on what kind of pop star she was. Like, was she going to be like this authentic, like, you know...
I loved the way she danced when that performance.
Yeah,
but I did like that.
She was that weird holographic, like, hoodie thing. And I was like, that looks like you could buy it off ASOS.
Yeah.
I love when she's performing on the piano in that white country album. And she does this kind of, like, thing with her arms or something. Where she's like, she reminded me kind of a Timothy Chalamet in Call Me By Your Name, where he does the shoulder thing when he's dancing. Well, you know, yeah, there's something very sexy about it. Sorry, low lights.
Or just weird moments.
Oh, I was just going to say that the bit where she ditched the dancers, I got really annoyed. Oh. I just felt sympathetic to these two girls who, you know, didn't have any lines or anything, but I could feel their annoyance at turning up to a gig and then the person that you're performing with being like, no.
You know, they're
like,
just acting, though, in the movie. They're actors. They didn't actually think they were doing a gig. Like, there was a part they were playing.
Can you not explain the premise of movies to me?
Okay.
Because I'm actually doing my third podcast reviewing a movie today.
What do you reckon Alec Baldwin got paid to be in the movie?
Honestly?
Yeah.
$40,000.
$250,000. No,
$40,000, I reckon. Or was it a favour for Bradley? No, it would never be a favour.
No, he wouldn't have done it for free.
Do you reckon Bradley was a nightmare to be around on set? Or, no, I don't think he was.
No, I don't think
so. I can't wait to read the trivia on that movie is what I keep thinking. Because I was wondering if Gaga sings live in the movie.
She does at some points, yeah.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, eh? Like, the bit in the drag club where he's singing to Shangela and Willem, I was like, I think he's lip-syncing to this one.
Isn't it crazy that it's...
I loved him in that scene.
I love that scene.
I love that he discovers her in a gay club so much.
So much.
And I was like, he knows exactly who this movie's for. This is a very smart choice.
Oh, you know what I was not into, though, was that the fact when the drag queen sent the video, they had the same exact costumes and wigs on.
That
and
was
like,
weird, eh?
This is an example to show them in a different look. Why is Strangler in this, like, short pixie cut? Give us
something
fun.
Which is why Willem would have said that line about, like, I've got the boobs on again. I was like,
to make sure.
To, like, kind of sell that they're in the same looks.
Yeah.
There's a conversation behind that. I was like, it's so interesting that, like, it's Willem who's, like, that... Like that, the queen that they use that is everyone's favorite.
I loved her in this.
What are you signaling? You got to go.
Yeah.
You got another podcast to record.
Yeah.
She's got boners to record. So guys, listen up because boners are.
You guys could have handled that so much better.
I reckon your signal was unclear. You waved your phone and went like that.
People can't see what you're doing.
You're kind of well, nothing really.
You did were gesturing, I need to take a call.
Yeah, true.
And you don't need to take a call.
Okay, what do we...
Rose is waiting on the other line. Okay. I mean, I'm fine with it. It's Tim gave me a signal, then I fed the signal to you two, and that's kind of how it all happened.
I think the best way to wrap up this whole thing is, like, what have we taken away from A Star Is Born, the three movies?
Men are garbage.
We've gotten better at making movies over the last 60 years.
I thought that too, yeah. Yes. And I think the big thing for me over all these movies was whether or not... I was like, does the death of his...
Mm-hmm.
Of this lead character, like, overshadow the rest of her career? Like, will she always be...
No, I think she recovers
a
from...
A product
that.
Because of him.
Yeah.
Or... You know, it's that thing of like, did he make her or did she make herself?
I think eventually she's made herself.
She's made herself, yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
Because right to the end, she's a professional, working really hard.
Mm. Yeah, totally. I'm just like, yeah, true. Are you kind of...
I don't know if I... In this movie, I was like, maybe they won't kill him. I didn't...
The way he kills himself is so full on, eh?
Yeah. Like, oh, didn't, so beautifully it could not be, shot.
It could not be construed as like an accident in the slightest.
No. And the thing that they do to really make sure they get an audience crying is the dog waiting outside the garage.
That fucked me up so hard.
You can see him swinging in the window. That is...
That fucked me up so hard.
I don't know why I didn't cry in this movie.
Fuck. It's all right.
It's fine.
You don't have to cry. You're like that lady who left the movie.
I could have cried.
I could. It was so beautiful. I could have cried. I wanted to cry.
Hey, yeah. Guys, we hope you've enjoyed this series of podcasts. Chris and I will be back free from Alice in a few weeks.
Aww,
I'm joking.
Like
no,
that.
We're no, we'll miss you. But
the male gaze. What a journey.
Yay.
I agree. The main thing I took away from this all is that we've got better at making movies.
I think what happened when movies came out, right, is that we were like, wow, it's incredible. We can see things.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we didn't care about story.
No.
And now we give a shit. And like seeing this movie, it's like by far the best film of all of them.
Because even in the Barbara one, I feel like people are just would have been just like, whoa, it's like I'm at a concert, but I'm in the movie. Like
yes,
that.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm like, on that Barbara one, I was like, you could cut out most of the scenes in the wilderness in that yurt. Mm. Whereas this, I felt like every
so
scene was
crazy shit
so essential. Like every scene kind
every
of
scene
built.
Was moving you forward
yeah.
in her journey.
Stunning.
Do you reckon she's going to win an Oscar?
Oh, great way to end this.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Oscar odds.
Who else is she up against?
Glenn Close is leading at the moment for her role in The Wife, where she's the woman who's actually, her husband's like a famous author, but she's been writing the work the whole time.
Oh,
it does look good. I love Glenn.
Remember she was nominated for Albert Nobbs?
Nobbs.
Creepy little Albert Nobbs. Okay.
I reckon Lady Gaga's going to win it.
Fuck, I think she's going to win it too.
I don't think she'll win it, but I think Bradley will win best.
Wow.
Director, actor.
Both.
Wow. Fuck, that would be so good.
Yeah.
And will it win Best Movie?
Yeah.
Do you think? No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will win Best Picture.
What do you think will win Best Picture?
I don't know everything yet. I haven't. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, yes,
the,
I take
the,
that back.
The field.
Best Direction, Best Actor, a Best Picture nom, Best Actress nom.
I just would love if she got an EGOT. It would be so good.
Of course,
I
think
it'll
get, we all want her to win, but Glenn Close is going to win.
It'll get all the noms, and it'll win for song.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's about time Glenn Close.
Oh, I think Best Supporting Actor might go to that brother, though, as well. He was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was a wonderful added storyline.
Wonderful little scene.
Oh, God, we could go on forever.
But
we can't.
We're
life
done
is
now.
Finite. Go out there and, I don't know, find your authenticity. Find your voice. Whether it be singing, podcasts, accounts, design.
Texting.
Texting, textiles. Surfing,
drawing maps, making birthday cards, cleaning stuff.
Maybe you work at a candle factory,
deli meats,
whatever it is.
You're a star.
You're a star,
and you've been born. This has been the Male Gaze : A Star Is Born - The Gaga Chronicles.
Thank you.
Feet, boner of the heart.
Feet, Lady Alice Sneddon.
Al Sneddon.
Ali Sneddon.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
The Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.